It's Monday morning, and NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me for The Political Front, a look at what's happening in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, Josh, this week will be lawmakers' last in Concord for some time. They'll vote on the state budget deal reached by negotiators and also take up the 40 or so other deals reached during committees of conference, voter ID and medical marijuana among them. Before we get into specifics, any general observations about this legislative session?
Sure, Jessica. It's been a divided government. Occasionally there have been bills and policies that have enjoyed strong bipartisan support in both chambers, like doubling the research and development tax credit or increasing funding for higher education and mental health services in the state budget. But a lot of the time it's been the democratically controlled House and the GOP-controlled Senate at odds, most of the time genially on issue after issue, from taxes to the minimum wage to New Hampshire standard ground self-defense law. I could go on.
How much of a surprise is that, given that Democrats, from Governor Hassan on down, ran in 2012 saying they would reverse what the GOP legislature had done the two prior years? And once election results were in and we had split government, top state Senate Republicans promised to be a firewall against Democrats.
Well, that's true. And a lot of time, this is what has happened. Democrats took aim at laws passed 2 years ago. The tax credit scholarship program leaps to mind here, and passed them out of the House, only to have them turn back 13-11, the margin that the GOP majority holds. That said, at times it's been more complicated than that. Aspects of the budget bear this out, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, the creation of any state budget obviously involves myriad considerations on what to spend, how to raise the money to support that spending, on what gets prioritized and what doesn't. And the fact is, even under the most rabidly partisan budget years, I think 2 years ago, areas of disagreement are smaller than you might think, which isn't to say they aren't often also profound, but only that we're talking about a couple $100 million in a multi-billion dollar package. And this year, there were plenty of strong policy disagreements, and if you were to tally them up, you'd have to say that Senate Republicans prevailed on almost every one. They didn't want new taxes in the budget, and there basically aren't any new taxes in this budget. They wanted their revenue estimates, not the House's, and they basically got those too. But if you look at what ended up getting funded increases in the compromise, you see things that Governor Maggie Hassan sought and that House Democrats did also, higher education funding, services for the developmentally disabled, even the LCHIP conservation program, which is partially why this plan was backed by leaders in both chambers on both sides of the aisle and by Governor Hassan. That dynamic hasn't happened in Concord for a few years, so we'll see what happens later this week. But from the looks of it now, this budget, even though it may yet contain a couple hundred layoffs of state workers, doesn't really look to be much of a political lightning rod as the last budget has been.
Now, you mentioned some areas of agreement and that when there was a real fight, the state Senate mostly prevailed. But what about Medicaid expansion?
Well, expanding Medicaid under so-called Obamacare was quite contentious and will probably continue to be. The Senate won the battle over whether that was going to be contemplated in the budget. For now, it won't be. And also over whether it was going to take a vote of the full legislature to expand Medicaid. That's contemplated under the study commission. But this fight is far from over. The budget compromise calls for a commission that has to report back by October 15th on whether the state should expand Medicaid, and if so, how. Democrats dearly want this, given the federal money attached and also the possibility of insuring thousands of people who don't have insurance. The money is $2.5 billion over 7 years. And it'll probably be hard and possibly politically risky for Republicans not to reach some sort of place where the state can move forward in some fashion to provide insurance to the estimated 58,000 people expansion would cover.
Now, one bill not related to the budget that a lot of people really want to pass seems poised to become law, medical marijuana. This is a topic that's never been very partisan, right?
No. Well, it's interesting that it's been backed by the legislature when Democrats held large majorities and also when the GOP held supermajorities in the last biennium. Former Governor John Lynch vetoed the measure both times it reached their desk. And as a state senator, Maggie Hassan voted for a medical marijuana bill that would have allowed patients to grow their own. She apparently made it quite clear to lawmakers that she would veto a bill that permitted the same thing now that she's governor. Governor Hassan also insisted that post-traumatic stress disorder be stricken from the list of qualifying conditions. And lawmakers first in the state Senate and then negotiators during the conference of committee accepted her stipulations to get a law on the books. New Hampshire would be the 19th state to pass medical marijuana, and they said they can always improve the policy later. And of the bills to be decided this week, I think this one does really have the most cross-aisle appeal. It'll be curious to see the final margin. It really could be huge.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Jessica.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition every Monday for On the Political Front, to look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers NHPR.